Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to another Tuesday night. Let's see if I can open this mic. 504-7657, who we got?
What up, Bowen Street, checking in.
What's up, Pete? You safe out there or what?
Oh, yeah, slow rolling, man. Taking it easy. Man, you got to fix that shit at the beginning. That music, you need to change that, Bo. It was so loud in my ear.
It's loud. I can turn it down.
No. Making that noise, it's like a siren or something.
Oh, I can't hear it. Hold on.
Yeah, the song messed up bad, and it makes this screeching noise.
Oh,
I might take my headset off right here.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Shit.
Have this slow roll and take it easy, checking in.
Yeah, dude, I see them crazy drive every day. I ain't getting on interstate. Everybody in the rush.
I lied. Today, I don't know what the fuck they was giving away free, but bro, everybody was in a rush today. Well, I told you, one went in the ditch.
That over here.
Bro, I don't know how they came out the ditch. I'm telling you, should have seen that shit.
Guardian Angel
spun around and everything. And they come out of that bitch and they straighten that bitch up and pull right back off.
Dude, I done seen them pass me up to go up to the next street and turn.
Yeah.
What's that, man? You didn't get that no quicker. I laugh at these people. Run up three lanes and shoot across, you know, over here, man, well, by us. You know, it opened up a couple lanes. They shoot. I'm like, you're not going anywhere. Man.
It was one of them days today. Like I said, I don't know. Maybe I didn't get the memo. You know what I'm saying?
I see the crazies over here all the time. They over here like this, driving foolish. Run up in the merge lane. Now, everybody merging, they're going to pass 1,000 people in the merge lane to get that 2 cars ahead. Nice. Yep. But, hey, you know, that's how they are. All right, let me go down these mics. All right, I got some other mics. 504-5244. Who we got?
Jamie, it's Norman, brother. Just hollering at checking in.
What you got, eating them 50 cent wings?
Bean that up, boy.
Them boys yeah, well, see over here, Buffalo Wild Wings, they're half price. What'd you say?
When I was walking out, they had a couple guys shooting some fool. I stopped to watch. Man, you ain't ever shooting some, for some money, huh? No, man.
Tell them, you got somebody to shoot
them? No, oh, yeah. Dude, they in there for that. They in there
for
that.
They probably got. I'm about to go scope them out, see who over there.
They didn't have too many people there today, but the other day I went. We went last week. They probably had almost every table was full.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no? Well, anyway, I'm just going to kick back on mute and listen, brother.
All right, Norman. All right, man.
504-4714. Yeah, I'm just listening. It's hot.
What up, old hot?
What it do, Pete? What's happening?
I can't call it, bro. Man, if y'all know anybody got the plug on them smoker grills, bro, hit me up, dog. I'm trying to grab one this week. I know the one I want, too. It's like at Walmart, the grills, the smokers.
He talking about them smokers. Hey, I might.
He talking about them little bitty small ones? Like the Charles
No.
Oh, no,
boy.
Oh,
oh,
no, no.
Talking about that big one?
Yeah, I need a bigger one, boy. Hey, hit me up. I heard you say something.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hit me up, boy. I'm ready. I'm cocked and locked.
All right.
Hey, you heard that noise too when the show came on?
No, mine be kind of, if you got a headset on, it's probably picking up them high notes.
My headset don't pick it up. I got the corded earplugs.
I had to take my headset off. It sounded like Roger's touching. It was the loudest shit.
Somebody coming through that, probably backfeeding through that headset.
But next time I do that, I'm going to just click my phone on speakerphone and see
if it drops.
If it make a difference. Yeah, if it just stops.
There you go. All right. Oh, shit. There you go. Ooh,
I see your rough old mic over there. All right. You ain't letting nothing in there, man.
You know I
took that ass over there.
It's all in the game, you know. Hey. He got on me. I had to get on him.
Oh, man.
I know he wasn't going to take it laying down. I knew he was going to try to come back with something. So I was like, I don't want to hear that shit. Nah, but it's all good. Hey, as you say, though, I be trying to get the benefit of the doubt. But I don't be getting the benefit of the doubt. They went out there. They tried to get it on. I give them that. They tried. They fixed the car. They fixed the car and went back out there trying to get it on. But like I told them, you know, it's all good. You tried. And got your fucking eyeball pushed out, but you tried.
Are you only able to get that one race?
Well, they really wasn't allowing nobody to do any grudge racing. They got lucky in the boy to let them do that one. Because Travis, they said they were going to try to get a quick 16 or another little grudge thing going, everybody put in and win and take all. But they wouldn't allow them to do it. You know, they probably had a certain time frame set for working the track, and that was it. They shut it down right after Mike and them. That was it.
Damn, man. At least they got out there and try to do something. They tried to go, I can't catch one of them events where they're going to allow them the grudge race. It seemed like he ready to do something, shit.
Yeah, well, you know, Ford versus Chevy is really just like a fucking bucket list item. That's like a thing that's it's all coordinated. People come out there, they do what they do, and that's it.
Gotcha. What's next up, Jamie?
What, next race?
Yeah, like the next race.
Oh, they got Famica and Bishop race. That Battlefield. And then you got Big Jake's March Madness at XRP. That's 2 weeks on the 26th and 27th. And I think on that same weekend, Atmore has that Jason Silnar, whatever pronounce the name. He does that call out. Yeah, he got that.
Yeah,
race.
Jason Silnar.
228. Mm-hmm. Silnar. Yep. He got a race up there in Atmore.
His little race is just on him. His little race is blowing up too. He got a pretty nice power.
But they're on the same weekend. You got Mika, $10,000 free entry. And he got, I think he gave away like $3,500 or $2,500.
Yeah.
And him, if you got to go to a couple of his races, though, and I think at the end of the year he throw like a big one. And you had to make at least one of them to get, you know, be able to. You can't just wait till the big pot show up.
To be
which
invited.
Is only fair, man. Well, that's right. I mean, that's only right. You don't support the man no other time, and then you want to show up and you give money away. Hey, nah. You know, but yep, that's about it.
Cool. Yeah, I tell you, these fucking
you
street
calls
taking over.
Go ahead.
That's bad. Go ahead. Good. Wait.
No,
I'm waiting for 8 o'clock.
Oh, and you got more of them race on the third. And then I just saw, KL and them throwing something at finish line on the 17th.
Say they got a 28. They just put a 28 in there. Anything on 28s? Say they're gonna let the racers pick the pot. I mean, pick the buy-in, 200 or 300 buy-in, and winner take all on that one.
All right. Yeah, I think they say it's putting something on top, huh?
Yeah, 1,000. I think it's 1,000 or 500.
Yeah, something like that. I saw they was putting something on top. I couldn't remember what they was putting on top, but I know it's so. Yep, so that's the 17th. So, and then what they got after that, there ain't too much after that in April. I mean, you got Bobby Cole's race the following weekend on 24th. That's up at Memphis. And then Twin City got their cash days up there in Monroe area. And then you got your Friday night test and tune on the 30th, April 30th. Yep. And then it started getting a little warm.
Hey, Jamie, I'm allowed to talk about shit out our area, huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, man, anybody got that video when your boy punched James punching the mouth?
No, I don't know. They said that was floating around. I never saw it.
Yeah, I was trying to get that video. I want to see if anybody had it. That's why I asked you, was it all right to ask about it?
Was that the one he didn't have no money or something?
And, no,
he didn't have the money.
No. I think that was before that one. I think that was, but I think that happened before that, too. Didn't he get punched in the mouth by JJ the Boss, too?
Oh, shit, I didn't know about that one. This was how many times he hit the fucking mouth? That's your fucking prize. Oh, man. Well, yeah, I just knew about the one when he was saying he had so much money and he didn't match the other dude with money. And
yeah, that was the $40,000 one.
Yeah, that's the one I heard he got punched in the mouth and the guy was videoing it. I was asking about that video. I didn't know about J.J. the Boss punching. Damn.
He was out there, filming out there. He was out there at that filming or something, they say. And then all of a sudden, everybody started getting hit on the timeline. Man, they got some guys out there screaming about, fuck how it turned out or some shit. And skitty dee dee. I don't know what the fuck
it is. Damn. I guess nobody know how the world's done no more. World's done.
See, you know. They just fucking, they just had a camera rolling at all times. You don't know what the fuck gonna happen nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Hey, Jeremy, be prepared for the
sex
message, boy. I told you I'm out.
And that all. Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Hey, you got to have your shit together going out there fucking with them bird boys on that note prep. Y'all, you saw that, huh, Jeremy? Y'all saw that, huh? Hey, well, he did some miraculous shit, you know, both times. He gave Shane left to hit, but I think Shane must have. No, he gave him a hit.
Oh, all right.
Word was he gave him a hit. That's what they say. He gave Shane a hit. I don't know. Nah, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Wow.
He went behind him. But then, you know, he got the win against the jet car. The jet car red lit, but he wasn't out of the picture. I say that.
Yeah. Wow. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fofo got to work. So I couldn't go out there and see no racing.
Look. Yeah. We went out there, Travis finally got it coming around. No more leaks. We know that part.
There
no more
go.
Leaks.
What was it?
Oh.
He didn't have enough volume as far as for the, like, the not the overflow, but the pressure from the crankcase, and it was pushing into that little, you know, he just had a regular 1 gallon overflow can, but it had so much pressure coming back into it with the solid rings,
it just wasn't enough room.
And
it couldn't breathe, and that's why, if you ever knew, I guess some of them big cars, they got the big, like, they like an inch line coming off each valve cover.
Yeah, he had to go. He went from a number 8 to a number 18.
Mm-hmm.
He had to put 18.
Oh,
on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 18 line.
That's why, because I noticed them cars and they run in the back. You ever notice they have all that air breathing out the back? It'd be smoking.
Yep.
But that's a breather, the PVC.
Yep.
Well, that's exactly what we have to do. I tell you, I ain't got no pressure. I got a little bitty line on my shit.
I got lines going from the valve cover to the header. I got the old school shit.
You good.
Blow it straight out the side, huh?
That's why I got fender exit. Don't let me get in
the
front, James. They have all Pete, everywhere down there.
It create a vacuum, Pete. That big old tube Z guy be sucking.
Oh,
right, I'm gonna catch these mics right quick, fella. It's been sitting a while. 504-2697. Who we got?
Alan, how y'all doing, fella?
All right, Alan, how you making
out?
What's up, Pete, bro? I'm cool and Jamie, brother. How y'all making out?
J35, bro?
No, man, I just left Vegas right now. I'm almost in Albuquerque. I'm about 100 miles from Albuquerque right now.
Man, you should have made a left. I don't know if you old enough to know that one.
Yeah, they call it the boys some shit. On 491. I'm in Albuquerque. I'm 491. All right. Yeah.
Hey, just get, all you got to do is get in the truck. They'll take care of the rest for you.
That's that young man stuff. That's that young dude stuff y'all talking now. Jamie know what I'm talking about when I say you should have made a left at Albuquerque.
No.
That's what Bugs Bunny used to say, man. He'd go under the ground, he'd come up from under the ground and be in the wrong place. He said, man, I'm supposed to make a left at Albuquerque.
Oh. Y'all talking about Boys Town.
I know what y'all talking about.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to put Boys Town.
They talking about something else.
Take you for that little ride.
Oh, yeah, y'all talking about Boys Town. I wasn't going to put your business out there tonight.
Man, fuck that. Fuck Boys Town. I'm trying to get back to civilization, boy. I'm still 2 hours behind. 2 hours behind. Fuck, it's almost 8 o'clock in the city, shit. It's not 6:30 in this motherfucker.
Last thing I saw, they had a vampire movie in Boys Town. Bitch, you going to die back there. Don't you go back there. Fuck that
shit. I would never go by myself. Shit, I don't go by myself. Lucille back there. Fuck that.
I heard some stories. I heard some stories now.
Hey, real talk though, bro. Hey, I'm on this. I'm in this group, the CDL for Life group too. Man, get what? They be talking about that shit. I got the CDL.
Oh yeah.
I'm in that group. Yeah. Man, guess what, man? It be all type of mysteries be happening out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker wake up with one kidney and the truck gone and everything else.
Man, come on, if bro.
You wake up.
Be fucked up. Hey,
I tie that rope from one dose to the other.
Real talk. I'm getting in that motherfucker like that.
Wake up in a tub of ice with a note on side you. Your phone right there. Call 911. You good?
Oh wow! All right, let me catch these little mics. Y'all niggas have been there.
Man, I heard stories about it.
What is that?
I heard stories about it. I'm too scary, boo. I heard stories about it. I'm too scary. I ain't going over there.
You don't know nothing else, huh?
Where you at, P?
Heading up 49
to Commerce.
Oh, okay, shit.
He waiting for a wreck to happen.
Okay, bro. I'm on my way to Buda, Texas, up below up above San Antonio right there. I'm gonna deliver this shit tomorrow by 4 o'clock.
Ain't a name something ever cheese.
Yeah, Buda. Buda, Texas. That's over there between San Antonio and Dallas. Yeah.
So you on the route down? You headed back down now? You just taking it long?
I had came across the same way I went. I had brung a load from fucking Illinois. I was in Las Vegas on Sunday. I had took a load from Illinois Friday evening and made it out there Sunday.
Ooh.
So shit, I-80 was fucked up. I took I-40. I rode I-40 all the way to 215. 215. And got on 15 in Vegas. Delivered that shit. And, it wasn't no fucking loads yesterday, so I stayed out there and left this morning. Fuck. Going over here to Buda, Texas and shit.
Yeah.
Be out there tomorrow, fuck. Well, fuck, I'll be at the Texas line tonight, but I won't be but to the delivery spot until tomorrow.
Now, let me catch these mics while everybody can break it. 601-0172. June, your mic open. 504-3308.
Okay. All right.
You open.
I just want me some of them big old tools coming out my valve covers, too. On mute.
All right. 504-5533. Who we got?
5533. It's Sean, fellas. What's going on?
All right, Sean.
What's up?
All right. Mo, your mic open.
What's going on, fellas?
Not much.
I'm about to knock some more cobwebs off of Lil Blue. Boy, I seen Mo Jeezy got that race coming up. I'm trying to go get that $3,000.
Come on, get it, boo-boo.
They told me I was a damn fool for getting in that shit on unfinished business. I'm going to try my luck again.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, bring ass to get ass.
That's it. You can't. You don't. That's like the lottery. If you don't play,
you can't win it.
You're
gonna win
it. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Well, I get my ticket every day.
Oh.
Why you play it, motherfucker? How I'ma win if I don't ever play it? Ain't number two fucking dollars. Boy, that money you ever hit.
Yeah. Down to the hammer and the nails and the glue.
Yeah.
Man, you seen that shit floating on Facebook? Them duck pluggers are racing fucking Sanders, Black and Decker, fucking DeWalt. You seen that shit? They got a little. Someone shared that shit the other day. Y'all ain't seen that floating around?
What? What type of the Sanders?
Yeah, the Sanders, they drag race them to Villa Parks, and they set them in where they fit tight. And I said, well, they can't do anything.
Yeah, they've been doing that, boo-boo. They've been racing Sanders.
I just seen it a couple weeks ago.
They've been doing that a long time.
You said it.
Yep. Get those 60, 36 gritter or 80 grit put on there.
And they hook up, no prep, huh?
Yeah, they've been doing that a while, man.
Well, because you only get one pass on the sheet. One pass on the sheet.
A mug eat. Well, your mug can do anything to race, man. Shit. Yeah, it ought to be. End of the month ought to be good.
I'm hoping I get my casing back, get my new casing, and I can be back on.
Kiss this mic right here. 985-2377. Who we got?
What's up, Jamie?
What's up?
What is Kudu? Yeah. What's going on, Hot Rod?
The Quinn Killer.
What's going on, Chicken Little?
Fat Nasty.
What's happening? Yeah. Yeah. I'm just checking in.
He been quiet.
What y'all boys talking
lately,
about,
man?
He working at night.
Quinn been?
He working at night, man.
Oh, okay. All right.
You good?
I said, he been quiet. I said, y'all put a gag on him. I said, boy, Hot Rod must tell him, don't you talk about racing. Nobody.
No. Hot Rod didn't tell nobody nothing. Yeah, we swinging for the fence whenever we go out there. We ain't playing no games.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Shit. I hate
you. Yeah. Yeah, but that's it, man. That'll be if it looks like it. Maybe we got some new faces in the game again. Carlo and them, Big Easy went out there, cut up. Did pretty good on the weekend.
You know,
Chucky was still looking good. I mean, we got some fast cars, man.
Like I said on my little live feed, man, just looking at that little group. That's a hell of a group of cars for a small mm-hmm. size shootout. That's some fast cars.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We got some fast cars on this end. Just got to get them all in the same place at the same time.
Oh. That's it. Let's see. That's what ought to be. Be good. So. Can't wait me. For Mika race, and then you got more of them race, so. Yeah. I don't know anybody else has anything after that, so. Well, Kale and them on the 17th. March and April. So the next month is pretty packed with three good solid events. Well, four. Call that more. So, for us local, within a couple of hours, well, I guess you take Kamika 3 hours. Like that more, so same thing.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Look like the faster everybody get, that's the more they don't race. But look like the slower they get, everybody race.
I know. Look at me, man. Shit.
Me too, man. Shit, everybody racing. I'm slow, shit. But fuck, with the faster they go, nobody don't race.
But shit, people be scared, man. Shit.
Yeah, man. Shit. Turn them numbers right now, shit. Like Hot Rod. Hot Rod turn them numbers. He scared the racing truck. He's so fast.
Hot Rod ain't turning no number. Hot Rod got his ass. Well, Hot Rod ain't turning no number.
I think I need to hit because I've been watching that video and I see how that car come up on me like that.
Right.
No, I need to hit, you got out of it. I ride turning gauze to make sure it don't get infected.
Yeah, I just need to.
Yeah, you might need to hit, man. I think that look like you got a 60 foot out of the world, man.
Mm-hmm. No, it ain't got no 60 foot. That's the problem.
And he got that. And he got that turbo mile an hour on top end.
Right.
Hey, everybody.
He flew by
everybody
me.
Got
look,
you.
when he come by, my car shook.
He ain't gonna blame it on the water next time.
See, because I ain't gonna have nothing in that bitch.
Oh, man.
Burn it up. Fuck it. Burn it up. I'm gonna drop out. Look.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
But could do them out there talking that noise. Could do them trying to come out, slip out there with that goddamn yellow truck. Trying to get on.
You don't slip out there with both of them. Not just one.
Yeah. Two for one. I like the buffet.
There you go. Shit.
Since you want to offer.
Yeah, the buffet, huh? Uh-huh.
I like a bargain.
Yeah. That sounds good. But it won't look good, like I always say.
Hey, it's only one way to find out.
Right, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
You got to show me, though.
It won't look good. It's all good.
Oh, man.
It's all good.
Here it is. Here we go. This is what I was looking for. Let's see what they got. So, come on, man. How you know this stuff? Okay. Yeah, man. Shit, April 3rd, we got small block knife for 580 index, 28 extreme, Tess and Tune Grudge, and Outlaw Street. Yeah, and Delta Drive. Good deal.
Come on.
Small block is 3,000, 28 extreme is 3,000. With 8 call minimum, 200 buy-in, I lost 3,1500 daily driver, 1,000. 580 index is 1,000 payout.
Who is that? What race is
that? That's more than them race. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like I say, for me and them, it's straight, just a 10 grand run with your bro. Hey, let me see if I find Jason's. Is it Silar?
Silar. S-I-L-A-R.
Yeah, I thought it was an N in there.
I think it's Silar, S-I-L-A-R.
Yeah, that's it. Let me see what we got. I know you usually post stuff up here. I'll be saving it. He posts a lot of shit.
Hey, you seen a video I tagged in? You and old
Dangy
back in the
days?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's
cool. Oh, shit. Boy, we pull up in that goddamn AutoZone parking lot and cut up. Or the, what was that? The La Furniture store over for Reed. That one there, I think we was in AutoZone, that one. Oh, it might have been a Dacker shop.
Yeah, man. when you want to find it, you can't find it. I've seen it all the time. Yeah, as I'm saying, I see it all the time on my news feed. And now I can't find it.
Search box.
You know that's something. Huh?
Search box at the top.
Yeah. You what? Search?
Search box.
The search box.
That's what I did. I searched his name, but I can't find nothing on it. They don't show. I looked on the Juice Man Sunday call outs at Atmore. They don't have nothing for the. It's probably in there. I just scrolled down. I was trying to see if it was under his name and under that, but they don't have. He had a like a little flyer saying what they had going on. Let me scroll down some more.
Pull up the track. You know the track gonna be tagged to it.
Yeah. Let's see. That's some big stuff. Battle Cry. What is this? March 19 and 20. Damn, they got something big. Promise. Blown Promise is going to be there this weekend and that month.
Hey, what time you showing up?
Who, me? It said Blown. I don't have no blower.
Has a turbo up. Same thing, huh?
No. That's the big boys there.
I don't just fall in that same category.
No, man. Nah, that's Pro Mods that I don't have. I got a No Mod.
Baby Mod.
Yeah, and that ain't even a baby. It's a No. So it's, watch what it said, Turbo Home Hero. No, that ain't it. What the hell? Oh man, huh? It ain't come up on that either. Wow. Okay. Well, I'll find it. I'll just scroll through while we're talking. I'll see. Clyde, your mic open. But I'll look through it and see. And I thought it was up there. So.
Nobody else
ain't
grudge at the track besides Michael
Dillon? Yeah, that was the only ones they let. I mean, them boys, you know, they tried to do, I guess, a little grudging them, but you know why they was, you know, in the shootout order, but they didn't allow, pretty much didn't allow no grudges. It was just a regiment. You did what they did, what you said you were doing, and that was it.
Oh wow.
You still charging
yeah.
For your car at the gate, huh?
Well, unless you was invited. Well, everybody pretty much who was That's there it. Was invited. You was invited.
Yeah. That year we were there.
Had ticket.
You couldn't. Yeah, you
yeah,
were,
wasn't
you
pulling
had to
up.
Get invited. Yeah, you had to get a ticket to get. You had a Ford or Chevy ticket, or they had the exhibition people there. And that's it.
Oh,
no testing tuna. No.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, there's 200. People in the Ford Chevy shootout, 100 Ford, 100 Chevy, you know, so you got a lot of cars.
And I think they do that on Sunday, huh? That was Sunday
mm-hmm.
they did that.
But a lot of them.
Saturday was just what it was,
Saturday.
Period.
Mm-hmm. And they do their little routine. They get through their stuff. They know how long it takes them to get finished. They can't be held up with too much, you know, so unless it's on a ticket, unless they're playing for it.
That's it.
Because they know they got to push them cars through. They allow so much time and all that, I guess, for accidents and all that. So they know, hey, but they get it done.
Yeah, they actually finished kind of early that day. I mean, it might not finish up what it was like
no
right at 9 o'clock.
No wrecks or nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yep.
No all down, nothing. You know, you get through it. So, yep. But, man.
Hey, James.
The track
hey.
Pulling pretty good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That took us so long. The dude wouldn't let us go. We could have been went, but the dude told us that he couldn't let us go till he did. after they did all the damn finals.
Mm-hmm.
So that would took us so long.
Wednesday night, you can't you do your testing, and once they start that shootout, the King of the Hill, you pull up that thing. You sit there and wait.
The dude that we raced, he actually called us out second round, so we were supposed to be the second two behind Riedel. But we had starter problems, and when we had starter problem, I wanted to ask the dude, would he mind going last? So him and Shane told us, yeah, y'all could go last. But we just couldn't get the start on without taking the damn headers off to get the start on.
Oh, shit.
So the dude, he had to go. So that throwed us out of it. But he said, I'm still going to get y'all a race if they let y'all make a pass. So that's how we wind up getting that little race off with him.
All right.
You got the next 10 minutes, bro.
You know, he showed good sportsmanship with us. I just want to say thank you. You know, dude, he come there and had fun with us. Come see where we are, right, try to help us fix the car so if we need anything. You know, hell, he was just trying to help us. Had the damn distributor cap. That son of a bitch dropped off, lost all the boats. We had to take a magnet and fit the damn boats out of it. So he was just having one problem behind another, man.
Damn.
But we had fun.
The distributor cap or the rotor?
The rotary.
Oh.
The rotary came off.
Loctite on that motherfucker.
We had to get a magnet. Huh?
With some Loctite.
We got it back on that, though. But we finna change all that shit this week. We finna change all that shit this week.
There you go. There you go. Get it right.
Yeah, because we're supposed to be going to Big Jake race. We're going to leave probably Thursday, going over there to Dallas.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's next weekend. Yep.
Yeah, next weekend.
Yeah, I saw that old, you remember the old sheriff officer used to work at Gulfport? He passed away, old Mr. Herbert. If you've been to Gulfport,
I don't
you know that old man. I know
how. See, I only been to Gulfport twice. I don't know nothing about it.
You been to Gulfport a lot?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
That old man be up there. If you get a little racket going, he'll pull up on that bike. Everything all right? I remember younger, he was always out there. Yeah, well, he got a little scooter. Not a scooter, one of those little. He used to ride a bike, a four wheeler. Then he got him one of those little side by sides. You know, utility vehicles,
We had talked to Shane. When Shane come through there about that $200 put up, you know, doing the grunge thing, but he said, man, they going to shut the track down at such and such. So he ain't worried with that because we wanted to get in that.
Yeah.
But the way the dude was falling, hell, I'm glad that did shut down. I ain't want nobody to get hurt out there because that dude was coming down pretty fast. But, hey, street car got away from the roller.
There ain't no fucking street car.
Got away? Huh?
There ain't no fucking street car, man.
The fucking street car got away, man. He beat us by the car, you know what I'm saying? But the good fucking candle would have came on. Ooh, Lord, that person.
And y'all was on the motor? You know,
he was on the motor. The night you never came on.
I don't know.
Ali kept heating the fucking bottle up in the damn staging lane to keep the bottle warm and turning the gauge on, checking it, see what the temperature was. So then, I guess when the car went dead, he cut the nitrous off. When he cranked the car back up, he purged the car, he didn't turn it back on.
He took it all out the line. When he hit it, it came out the line.
Yep, he took it out. Yep, and the car just went down on the motor. Hey, but look, bro, we lost.
Don't let them use the torch over there.
Fuck the excuses, man. We lost. That's all it is. Huh?
I like them two valves.
Y'all still using the torch?
Yeah. We got a torch, but we finna get that that thing like what Troy got. But you gotta watch that motherfucker though, when that bitch get so fucking hot, it'll knock the top off that fucking bottle though. You gotta keep an eye on it.
Same with a torch.
But it worked though.
You don't watch that fucking torch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know that. A little bit, turn it off. And put it, cover it with
a
rag.
Yeah, it ain't like
a
liquid blanket. You know, that motherfucker get hot. Yeah, that motherfucker get warm quick. Yeah.
You turn it on for a little bit and then turn it off. And let the heat soak into
that.
And
they got no sensor to make that shit automatic.
Now they got a pressure switch you can put on them, June. They make it go on the side of the thing,
okay.
And it'll shut it off at, like, I forgot what it was. I think it's 9 or 9:25. When it reads that, but I don't trust shit like that.
I might
better buy that fucking automatic setup. It's not being tight.
I'm going to have to talk to Troy.
I know Troy. I wouldn't trust no pressure switch. They go out all the time. You be sitting in the line, being that motherfucker. Monitor that sucker.
Man, I tell you what.
Troy
gave that something to Cedric when we was at the track last time. And Cedric put that sandwich on that bottle. Man, that motherfucker knocked the top off that motherfucker. Because Cedric walked away.
Oh, he left it on.
He didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
He left it on. Yeah.
Oh, God damn.
That motherfucker sounded like a shotgun, goddamn it, when it popped.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all seen that wreck over there in Lucas?
Yeah, dude, what happened?
They were Rob's son driving, but it was Troy Kong. He said the damn accelerator got stuck, and when he reached over there to cut it off, it, with one hand and moving that fucking fast, he said before he looked up, motherfucker was getting away from
him. Oh shit!
Motherfucker,
okay, I was wondering.
That motherfucker,
I thought he hit something.
Mm. He was trying to cut the car, and the car made a move on him.
Mm.
The guardrail come through the back of the car. And hit that fucking nitrous bottle, shot that motherfucker 200 feet in the air.
You seen it? It looked like a rocket in the video. You can see it.
Yeah. Yep. Boom was fussing at noon. Show you how crazy some of these fucking racers is, man. That they want to race so fucking bad that they don't take safety in fucking consideration. Noon got the fucking nitrous bottle in the passenger seat with the fucking seatbelt on that you put on the fucking human. Now, how crazy that is, man! You can build a goddamn car, but you can't buy a fucking bracket to put the damn nitrous bottle in. You gonna snap the motherfucker in the seatbelt, man? Come on, man! The shit that people do just to go down the fucking track or race.
Yeah.
It ain't that serious, man.
Some of it gotta be. I mean, it, some of it is. Yeah, you need to be, you know, safe. I mean, because things could happen.
Then you have to get tested.
If you've been doing this shit for years, if you've been doing this shit over 10 years, goddamn, you ought to know the do's and don'ts about fucking racing and safety.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people think, oh, I ain't gonna wreck. That ain't gonna nothing gonna happen to me. So a lot of people thinking like that. So
yeah, you might not wreck. It might be the man next to you be wrecking it.
Yeah, and run into you. That's why I say shit. I always think I'm the one gonna get in trouble. So, but yeah.
Yeah, but we had fun, man. It was all good. Shit, it's all in race.
Well,
if you don't put that motherfucker on side of nobody, you don't know what you're gonna do.
There it is. Well, who y'all got on y'all list coming up?
Anybody who want to race? We in Charleston. We tried to run Riedel, but I think Riedel caught crossed over when he ran Shane.
Yeah, I seen Mike.
And
that was Mike, huh? Or was that Shane?
Yeah, Mike Cecil. No, Mike Cecil.
Yeah,
Mike Cecil.
I seen
it's called Carl Lane, and he said he ain't wanna do nothing, so we ain't meant to read him.
Well, no, I don't, man. See,
hey, all that power, man. Hey, but they ain't said nothing when we got away from Chucky, though. Ain't nobody said nothing about that.
When y'all got away from Chucky? When y'all run Chucky?
The first thing down the fucking track, the second, third pad down the track, we lined up with Chucky. Chucky back there smoking the tires, and the fucking roller was gone.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's probably why, boy.
Huh?
Boom, your mic open, too.
I said they probably ain't giving no credit because he knocked the tires off. Y'all just didn't...
What's up, Jamie? What's
up,
Jamie?
Hey, Pete, that's the same thing all night you didn't come on. So what's the difference?
I'm just saying, you're talking about a
proven car. What's the difference? Tell me what the difference is.
That man's been kicking ass, and you beat him on a technicality.
Yeah, winners and winners. Well, all right then. We lost on the technicality. We lost on the technicality.
Well, that's why y'all not getting no credit. But look, when y'all beat Chucky June on our little group message,
I was one of the first ones to say shit, Mike and them and not Chucky off.
I didn't see that. I seen when you recorded and talk about the streetcar got away from
it. But look. But June, you got to remember this, though. I was recording before y'all even raced, so it was, y'all could have won. I was just recording. I didn't record it because y'all lost. I was recording from just period.
I didn't see you record because we lost. I said you were recording, and you were talking. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, I was in the right place at the right time, June. I was in the right place at the right time. I'm just talking about for you. June went to cutting up. June say, motherfucker. I didn't even realize the shit June was cutting up saying. People called me, man, you heard June cutting up in that motherfucker. I said, man, I ain't even pay attention. I had to go back and look.
Hey, you were right behind me.
Yeah. So it's all the one. Not much, boom.
Go ahead.
Oh, man. What's up, Raising World? Raising Family? Everybody. Like Smoke said, y'all wake up in this motherfucker.
That goddamn boom head motherfuckers from the church house down to the racetrack.
Doing it like that, boy? My son commented,
Daddy say they had people from the church house and from the church house to the track. I bet you it's about a damn near a mile to the fucking track down through there on both sides of the road. I say, God,
damn.
Steep Hill, that church house you talking about?
Oh, yeah. That's about a mile.
Yep.
Yeah, when you turn off 84 right there.
That was Kurt Hart and them and Barry putting that good prep down. I'm gonna say this here.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got a couple things I want to say. Jamie, can I get the flow for a little while? You don't mind?
You got it. Go ahead. I'm gonna get me a snack, man. I'm gonna talk about the first thing first
that we really need to listen. We got a pretty good bid on here today, right now, Jamie. We got a pretty good bid on.
We got 34 callers. So. Go ahead.
So, they come
from everybody. We probably Pat. Yeah.
Racers. Safety is key, man. Safety is key. Man, let me tell you something. People say, well, boom, why you got somebody that's driving in the truck? Why you don't got, you share stock? No, it ain't got nothing to do with that. All right. Now, I don't know, like, June Henry just said, if y'all have not seen that video that guy recommend, it is a video to see. Not encouraging you to go watch bad things, but I'm encouraging y'all to see how that man's face is featured led him to walk away from that car, which was on the other side of the track, over the track, with a guardrail that God drove around him across his motor. I think it knocked the distributor cap off only and came up through the driver's side of the car out the day. I wrapped around the motor around to the front cap again. So, point standing and being that how fast he was going, anybody that had hit the guardrail would have went through the guardrail also. That's not justifying guardrail. Because me, I prefer to race on concrete wall versus, you know, guardrail too. But do I race on them? You fucking right, I do. You understand me? But there's also a thing that you have to be vigilant of what you're doing when you're riding that car. And, man, let me tell you, man, blanket, you know how many people got pulled off the track because they leaked a little oil? A lot. Matter of fact, a guy bought the last blanket that I had at the track the other day. He went up there, a G-body. You know what I'm saying? In a G-body. He bought that blanket. It's a universal blanket because it boasts up to any motor. He put that thing on his car and get what he waits for the remainder of Curtis race. You know what I'm saying? Because he had a little drip, drip, drip. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, take it, man. If y'all don't invest, I mean, I don't understand. Y'all got to go buy a $20,000 motor, a $10,000 motor, a $5,000 motor, but you can't buy a $2,000 case or put a seatbelt on. You know what I'm saying? And Lamb's going to get somebody. But, you know, we got to jump on that safety. All right. So I wanted to talk about that. I want to brief on that. And I would love for us to get on that and talk about that safety stuff because we have got, just like June Hill was talking to
you. Sound like a topic for next week.
Yeah, okay. We can do that next week, too. But okay, so let's get on this topic.
Talk about it now.
I want to talk about it now. Yeah, I want y'all to get reservations stinking ass on this motherfucker for his mustache. I want to lock
it. Oh, did y'all lock y'all money up?
Reggie told me he was ready for you.
Man, listen. I ain't ready right now. But I want to lock his motherfucking ass in for his best friend show. KL held the money.
Oh, so you
want to
motivate your ass, huh?
Huh?
For what race?
For KL race on April the 17th. My truck will be ready by then. My truck will be ready.
Shit.
My converter done came in. And my re-in stuff will be in next again, so I'll be good. I'll break them for the slam machine gun motherfucker. That bitch need to break. I'm gonna sell that bitch. I'm going in. I done went in, I'm gonna say that. But Ratchet Racing, you get so much there, I'm gonna lock you in tonight. The same 300 to 1,000 or better. Hold on, Bo. Ask him which one of the races we talking about he wants first. Because I know there ain't gonna be one. And then he can't crawfish now, Bo. He can't crawfish all that stuff. I said I'm gonna do that. Ask him what race he wants, and then I'm gonna give it to him for that same 300 on the pound. Now get him on here. Now. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Nobody on. No hands up yet.
Oh.
Am I mic unmuted?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, hit the one button, Kevin. Yeah, hit the one button. Hey, he ain't out there doing no live feed now in the kitchen, shooting food and all of those shit. Captain Nickel, get your ass on him. Lock your mustache in.
What's his number? Let me see something.
Stevie
on him.
I'm gonna go get the last one.
He called me yesterday, told me he was gonna do some as hot as Cowboy said, some unspeakable.
He gonna do something hot rod.
No, to you. As Cowboy would say, he's going to do something unspeakable to you.
Oh, yeah? Well, hey, he can talk it to me now because I can lock his ass in because I got parts. Yeah. I got parts, man. You know?
Logan Kennard. He not on here. Huh? I got his number. He not on here unless he's on another number, but that's usually the number he called from.
Hey, Boone, looking for you, Boone. There you go right there, Boone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what's happening?
Lock your mustache in. 300 on 1,000 or
better. Man, no, you said 300 on 15. KL already got my money.
Okay, boss. I mean, okay, 300 or 1,000 or better, man. It's going to get way faster.
You said 300 on 15 or better.
Okay. Well, when I get confirmation, what you want to lock in, the whole thing?
That's on you, boy. I ain't tripping.
I mean, I'm just saying, you acting like it's about the money. I just want to race you, Nick.
It ain't about the money, bro. It's about the enjoyment on either you with me or I'm with you.
Okay.
That's what it's about.
All right. So this show is very short tonight because we're already at 8 o'clock. All right, watch this here. So what are we going to lock in? How much are we going to bet? And what race you want to race? That we talked about.
We're gonna lock this in tonight. You say, hey, bro, how can you ask me a motherfucking question and still run your mouth? I don't get that.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm
gonna be quiet.
You said that we're gonna lock in 300 on 15 or better. I said, all right, cool.
Okay.
I said, I thought it was 13. I said, I thought it was 13. All right,
okay.
You were supposed to give me my race on the street, but unfortunately, you don't want to give it to me on the street. So, all right, cool. That's you crawfishing with that. Now you want to take it to the track. All right, I ain't tripping on it. I'll go to the track. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to lock up whatever you want to lock up on however much you want to bet. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Now, we're only doing one race, and the race is going to be what you told me. When I go, you go 8 miles.
Okay. So can I grant you another wish?
I mean, I don't do no wishes.
I'm just saying. All right. So we can lock that 300 on 15 or better. I'm giving you the break to the 8 mile, 300 on 15 or better. We're going to do that. Okay. That's understood. All right. Now, can I also lock you in for that same 300 on 15, and we're going to leave the track together and go to the pad number one you're on the street. That way you won't have no more wishes to fuck with me.
All right, well, since you want to do it like that.
Hold up, boom.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to let your motherfucking ass mouth talk me behind this bullshit. Every race me and you ever ran, I ran your race with your motherfucking stick. You feel what I'm saying? Now it's time for you to fucking give me me, bro. You told me you were going to run me on the street in front of Hot Rod. No. Listen, I listened to you and I ain't say nothing. You told me you were going to run me on the street when I was out there by NASA making a hit with my truck when my truck had fucking broke. You told me you were going to run me on the street when I get my shit together. Now all of a sudden, you won't do it on the track. No, give me my race on the street first, then we go to the track. How about that?
I'm not going to give you, man, if I do that.
Boom. Why would you go back on your word?
I didn't say I was going to give you no hit on the street, Nate Tubbs.
Man, you a motherfucking ex-high-rider.
I should have never gave you the extra bonus. I should have let well be enough.
Well, no. I'm going to tell you something.
Just celebrate
keep
the world.
Bonus. I'm giving you what you giving me. Won't you give me what I want? I want to run you on the street.
Jamie, could you tell the racial world what is going? Because everybody can hear. Tell the racial world what is going. So we can move on.
Good night.
Yeah, you don't want to run. All right,
good night.
Are you going to run me? I will lock you in for 300 on 15 or better. You got the break to the 8 mile.
Boom, that man told you KL got his money already. That ring locked in.
Exactly.
He told you that when we first got on, Boom.
Exactly. But no, Pete, this is the thing.
Well,
this
hold on.
No. I'm not going to be going. I'm not going to be going back and forth with you. But if you can get Pete, I'm talking to you, Pete. Boom, you hold on. I'm talking to you, Pete. If you can get Hot Rod on this phone.
You right there.
All right. Well, Hot Rod can vouch for that. You know what I'm saying? Boom always come up with something and want somebody to race, which is fine. All right.
Well,
if they agree, all right, but look, but check it out. If they agree up on with what he come up with, then you got to race. All right, so cool. If you going to let me tear out of there and you put a run me on the street, run me on the street.
Man, you can stop talking that on the street shit. I ain't agreed to give you shit on the fucking street. So I don't know where you're going with all that shit. Like,
man,
I ain't never raced on the street.
You never ran me on the street. I said when I was back there on NASA testing my truck out that night when my truck broke.
What am I trying to do?
That's Hot Rod.
Boom. Before you go to anything else, once y'all fix the first lock-in and get that shit over with, then you move on to the next one.
Y'all ain't gonna get nothing done. Hold on, before you go back. Ain't nobody called me. He said KL got his money.
So now what you gotta say about that? He said KL got his lock in.
Okay, we'll get KL on the back. Get KL on him. Somebody call KL. Check it.
Hot Rod.
Yo.
What Boom came up to me in front of you after we was shooting dice when my truck broke that night on NASA, out there by NASA. What Boom told you?
He told me you were going to get that race out there on the street, and, you know, exactly what you said, but then he just said, did he make a statement or did he lock you in? But he did state it. He said it. He sure said it.
Whether it was a statement, because it wasn't no lock in because my truck had broke, so therefore I couldn't lock in.
Yeah, you said
he
you couldn't lock in. You did say you couldn't lock in because
your
truck was down.
So he told me, when you get your truck together, I give you the hit on the street for that same money. He said for that same money, me and you was going to run at the track. You think you got the punk out money, I'll give you that same race right here on the street when you get your truck fixed, that race we're supposed to run on the track. Ain't that what he said?
Yeah, because Nate was fussing about saying, he said the same thing. He said, I did your race every time. Now you're going to do mine. But y'all, exactly. Y'all didn't lock in. Y'all didn't lock in. Y'all talking about it.
The only reason why we ain't locked in.
Y'all ain't listening to the talk show. Okay, we both is right. We both is right. But what did I say in my statement? My statement was, for KL Race, April the 17th, I'm going to run him and give him the break to the 8, about 300 on 1,500 or better. Then I came back and said these words, we're going to leave the track and go do and race on the street.
Well, I didn't say you didn't say that, no. I didn't say you
okay, then, so what's going with all this?
I think he said he's going his race first.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Boom, you're right.
But this is what I'm saying. Give me my
you
race.
You don't
want
to race.
First.
Everybody that's listening to the show know that.
Boom. You want me to come to the track. I want to run you on the street.
Where we race at, though, Nick?
On the street?
Where we race at? I ain't never raced you on the street. Never.
No, boom. I never once said you ran me on the street. I ain't never said
okay,
that.
I
said it every time you every time
I never
you
agreed.
Me, every
I said I was going to race you on the street. I never agreed to say I was going to run you on the street. Or however you want to get.
Well, boom. You know something, bro? You always coming up, you know, want somebody to run you where you want to run them at, bro. And, hey, bro, you ain't owning up to your end, bro. You ain't owning up to your end, man. Look, hey, bro, look. Don't even worry about it, man. Because you better put that motherfucker in the goddamn chair, and you can talk all that motherfucking shit. If you that motherfucker, I will run out your fucking life. Meet me on Almanac. And let me tell you that, and I got, and I
fuck
guarantee you,
I don't need no motherfucking Eminem. Fuck Eminem.
Yeah,
how
can you fuck your roots, bro? How can you fuck your roots?
Hey, Jamie, hold up, boom. It's 8 o'clock, boom. Hold up, I got a message today.
Mm-hmm.
We finna get messy now. Somebody need to call Reverend Jenkins. Because Reverend Jenkins said he want me.
Hold up. I got somebody.
Call Reverend Jenkins.
Hey, hold on. June, hey, KL, one quick question, Bo. I know you're busy. Uh-huh. Did Nate Charles give you his lockup money? We're on the show just trying to confirm it.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, you go ahead and do what you're doing, Bo. There you go, boom.
All right, Bo.
Hold on.
What is the understanding? You said you got his $300, right?
No, KL, not me.
Okay, well, I thought we had KL on here.
I'm right here.
KL right there.
Okay, so what is the $300 for?
I don't know. I didn't know it was for a lockup. I didn't have both parties on the phone.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you $300. I'm giving Nate Charles the race. April 17th is your race.
Man, look, I want my race on the street. But I'm always giving Boone what the fuck he wants. Fuck that. hey, don't even worry about it. If he can't run me on the pad, that same race me and was supposed to run with at no problem, man, I'm not fucking with Boone, man. I'm always running Boone race where like he want to run it. Run me on the street for that same motherfucking street. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, hold up. Boom. I tell you what I do. You give me my race that I want on the street, and I'll put up $2,000 to your five fucking hundred. How about that?
Whoa. What the shit is that? Huh?
My mama said, can it make dirty
right now? Yeah, I thought I'd get that.
Whoa, what could it, bro? What y'all got? Man, that's a big split, bro. What y'all got going?
I thought, man,
yeah, that sounds like some fucking shit.
Boom, promise me. Well, I'm lying. He ain't make no promise. I'm lying. He ain't make no promise. Boone stated to me when my truck broke that night out there by NASA. He said, when you get your truck fixed, that same little punk out money you took from me, he said, when you get your truck fixed, I'll give you that same race with the hit. Let you leave right here,
man,
on the street.
That is a lie.
Man, fucking hot ride right there. Hot ride right there.
Hot ride right there. I ain't tell you.
Hold up, bro. Can we make this race happen? All this back and forth, we ain't getting no
there
run.
You
if you going to race or you ain't,
hey,
and let this shit move on, because they got other people want to talk.
Hold on. You don't hear me. Once you call it like the fuck it is, then you want to talk like that, then tell this nigga that he ain't
said.
Tonight we talked about locking up the money on this talk show and send KL money. We was not talking about giving no break at no motherfucking street.
Man, you a motherfucking liar. Hot Rod was right there.
Yeah, you right.
Boom. You fucked up when you holler about that bonus shit. You should have left him locked up. I gave my money to KL. I should have hung it up. You start talking about that bonus shit, I've been doing this shit a long time.
That nigga ain't got no money over there. That nigga ain't gonna run me no more.
All right. Well, look. y'all ain't listening. We had to revisit this. Let me catch these mics.
Boo, you got me.
Let me catch these mics.
Nigga, I'll buy you.
All right. Come on. All right, y'all.
Let me tell you.
Y'all know about that. We're going to read this.
I tried, Jeremy. 504-911.
I'm glad you and June helped out. I like that.
504-911.
Need some other people to step in. All right, let me catch this other mic, too. This is 985-2377. I think that's Sean.
That's me, Jamie. I'm coming back at you again.
Could do. All right.
Yeah.
And let me see something. Now, what you were saying, June?
15-second Mustang, Brother Jackie got.
Oh,
Lord. He
said,
you want to try me. So, I'm like, boom. He can meet me at SKL race on the 17th, and we can get it on.
Uh-oh. Hello? Bro.
Your mic is hot, my man.
Hello.
Your mic is hot.
Hey.
What's happening?
Man, on here. Yeah.
Hey.
Hello?
I got your message today. So if you want to try me on the 17 at the AL race, I want to know. I just called to find out.
Hey man, let me tell you. Hey man, let me explain something to you right quick. Right quick, I ain't about to get my blood pressure up hot and your motherfucking ass or nothing. Listen to me, you idiot. When that car ready to fucking race, you ain't got to worry about looking for me. I'm gonna tell you that now. I brought it out there. You ain't got to send no message to call for Darius. Matter of fact, you got my cell phone number. You ain't got to do all that, partner. You know what time it is. Listen to me. You ain't got to send a message to the first lady. You got my cell phone number. Stop riding Michael Dillon dick. Get your car, Michael Dillon wreck. Get that bitch together. When I get this motherfucker ironed out and get it together, nigga, we go meet. All that extra ass shit you're doing, I'm not doing that this year, Joe Henry. You understand what I'm saying? Do you hear the words coming out of my mouth? I'm not about to go back. Listen to what the fuck I'm telling you. I'm not about to go back and forth with you this shit.
You listen. Let me tell you.
How you got your ass tore up the first time? Your fucking mouth.
Your mouth too violent.
That's how you got fucked up. Shut the fucking mouth.
Hey, one at a time.
I don't want to hear all those dumb ass shit.
This is how I feel about about you right now. Motherfucker, I'll meet you Friday at fucking State Capitol to get on your motherfucking ass.
Joe Henry. Hey, man. Joe Henry. Look here. Get your half dead ass. Get your car straight. Get your car straight. Jamie.
Listen.
Hey, man. Save this year. Now, y'all be real with me. Y'all be real with me. All right. This car just came out Saturday. First, I never sat in the car. No, Jamie, it ain't about that. He's selling messages to me today. As you notice, I got some other shit going on. I ain't really been saying that.
Yeah. Okay.
But Drew Henry ain't going to stop these fuckers get his fat ass pregnant.
Man,
see, he want to get pregnant. He actually get pregnant.
Hey,
man, you ain't. But Drew Henry, you got my cell phone number, dog. You ain't got to send no message. I got a call early about that. When your fat ass want to call us a mess, you not a call.
I don't keep your phone number.
When your big fat funk, okay, well, I'll tell you what. Well, you know what? We just stopped that then. Okay, we ain't got we don't fuck with each other. That race will never happen. End of conversation. Move to the next person, Poppy.
Okay.
I can see y'all already got some bullshit going on, and I'm not getting it. I'm not starting that shit. That's right. You call me, motherfucker. I ain't calling you.
Hey, if you say you ain't want race, that's cool. Like you say,
I'm not going to race you. I ain't scared of you, but I'm not going to race you. What's your coward ass?
Hey, Xavier. Mute my mic, bro. I'm through talking.
That's right. That's exactly
y'all,
right.
Y'all go. Y'all move on.
Let's move on to something else.
He know my
them
fucking number.
I ain't never seen Carl get niggas in there fucking feeling like that. God damn.
Yeah, man, yeah. He got me.
Nah,
it ain't about that, man.
I got a phone call earlier. I was going to the doctor. And that man called me that he won't run me with Michael Dillon's car. I'm like, what? What? I said the car came on one time, and I'm getting phone calls. Do what? I say what? The car ain't even know what they even dial in, or nothing.
Well, hold on.
This is my first time
even
checking this car.
Hey, Jamie. Hey, hold on, Jamie. You
ain't got no fucking life, dog. What are you saying?
What I do with my car, Jamie? I put a whole
fucking ring under my car in three days,
and when I
had
my son ran the
booth.
Hey, that's you.
You did
that.
Some people ain't like that. Some people, you know that.
You ain't gonna catch me half cock with this.
I put a whole ring under my car and went out there and ran the booth and still got my ass tore up.
We know that.
Well, I tell you what, you not because that's what you call a stupid motherfucker. You're not going to catch me half-cocked with this car.
No,
I don't give a fuck.
No,
and I know, let me tell you something. I ain't running nobody until my car ready. I don't give a fuck. So if they don't like it, do something about it. Straight up. I don't know that car. I don't know what that car came for.
Let's move on, man.
That's right, Wes. I'll tell you what. Like I say, you know how to contact me who you want to, man. Don't call me with that bullshit.
Well, listen.
I already told you today, one. I'm not fucking with you. You already got some bullshit going on. I'm not fucking with that dude with his jive ass.
Well,
I don't run anybody else. I don't want to fuck with nobody dealing with that.
Man, y'all leave alone, man. Huh?
Don't get your blood pressure up.
My blood pressure ain't getting up. I'll kill. Like I told you, man, I'm not going to run you, dog. I don't want all that drama, dog. It's always a problem when it comes down to run you, dude. I don't want to deal with all that, bro.
Hey, Drew Henry.
All right, you can't say nothing. Leave alone, my nigga. This is all good. Leave alone. What we got next? Ooh, that's the dude. Hey, we good, bro. All right.
Well, look, we got to end this show at 8 o'clock. I got to go get somebody. They're releasing him at 12:01. Tonight, so I got a little ride to go pick him up. So we're gonna end at 9 o'clock tonight. So gotta get out of here.
Who getting out, Jamie?
Yeah. Wig splitter. After that rake charge a couple weeks ago, they finally let him out of trouble.
That's fucked up.
I accept that. Hey, you did that.
No, man.
I can't do that.
Boy, God, you know, you, ain't up for fun, man. That ain't there. But
hey,
no, I got somewhere to do something tonight.
Hey.
I can't. What's
God
up?
Damn, Jeff. You fuck High Ride Good, dear. You fucked him on the track,
man,
you fucked him on the talk show.
He a good sport, you know. If I might go out there and get my ass tore up this next one, but I'm going to have to eat my medicine, take my medicine. Hey, man, listen.
High Ride said ain't no water going to be in that motherfucker this time.
Listen,
yeah, I might not have no oil in that bitch.
Here's the thing. You know what the problem, and I hate that y'all might hate me, but them motherfuckers just can't say, hey, man, I can't fuck with you right now. And just leave it at that. But then you got some people keep pushing. But if you tell them,
you're
man,
right.
I can't fuck with you right now, and then just walk away. I can't whip you. Now, if you can give
hey,
me something to make it
hey,
right Jimmy, then,
you can't get mad at the truth, man. You can't get mad at the truth.
I can't fuck with you right now. I can't deal with you right now. My car not run right. I'll try you if you make it right, but other than that, it's over with. I can't do
that's why when we race, you got around and I ain't gonna fuss about it. I didn't say that until we got on the show the next time and said we'll try it again. If you wanna do it, whatever. I mean, it don't make sense to argue about it or fuss about it because then that really make you be a sore loser.
Take
your
fucking
bitch.
Just
leave
it go.
Hey, when I lost the boot, what I told the man, congratulations, bro. I'll try you again when we try to get it when we come back out.
Yeah, you did.
You know,
that's all you
hey,
can do.
I didn't get on Facebook, talk all stupid, and call a man out his name, about his car, or him, or nothing. I just took my ass whooping and told the man congratulations. That's wrong with the game now. Motherfuckers scared to take a goddamn L. Shit. Everybody ain't got the heart to lose a goddamn
in a
racing
game.
Well,
here's the thing, Jew.
You can't, win a race without taking
like
a chance at losing. You can't win a race without taking a chance at losing.
But listen, some people want to make sure they call right. And if it's right in their head and they lose, they're all right with that. But if they go out there and it's not right, and they lose, they get, you know, they feel like they did a stupid-ass move. So you can't fault people for what they call it right when they go out there. So
but see, if you get a man that's like that, he get mad because he need to get mad at himself. If you took
that's
chance,
what I'm saying. He get mad at himself because he let somebody push him into the beam and he wasn't supposed to be that. And he knew his car wasn't right. He went out there and he took that lift. And he's like, man, this motherfucker got me. You know, and some people don't want to be that way. There's no right in this situation. Some people just go out there and just say, you know what, I don't give a shit. If I lose, I lose. I'm going to swing. I'm gone.
See, that kind of motherfucker right there, they need to write books because they can write their own story. They need to sell books.
Yeah.
Hey,
not everybody like that. You can't fault them.
That's me. I don't give a fuck. If I'm going to win, I'm going to win. I'm going to swing for it.
But you can't get that mad at a man that's not like you. And if he don't want to do it. Just the same reason. Well, no. And it's the same reason that man can't get mad at you for asking a race or saying, hey, man, I don't see why you just go out there and race like that. It's personality differences. I mean, you're out there to have fun. I mean, y'all get two people just can't race because personalities are clash, and it's, you know, so it'll be all right, man. We're gonna have fun.
Oh, man, you ain't got the worst.
I'm still waiting on
my
hit from the
fun.
Roller.
Oh, there you go. Look, the way you gap a hot rod, man. We can't put
man,
you on
here. He blew the tire, June.
Shit.
You come on, watch the video. He can't even walk me down.
He talking about the gap, man. I hear you. You gap me, man. I hear you.
Hey, hot rod. Hey, hot rod.
Hot rod. Hey,
no. Fuck all that. All he better not do is let that same person who lined him up line him up. That's what you better not do again, because that shit was crooked.
Oh,
I looked at that motherfucker in the video.
What, man, what?
That's why that bitch turned sideways when you come out the hole. It wasn't the water. That motherfucker was cocked sideways.
Yeah, I thought Stephen lined him up.
Hold on.
Man, listen.
Right.
Go look at that video, and you go look at that fucking lineup.
Who lined him up, Stephen?
I ain't got nothing to say. I'm just saying me. I'm just saying.
Hey, let your nut hang. Who lined him up? He like, hey, Damon, what you say? He had a professional lined up, man, and a professional driver. So Travis was driving, and Stephen up for the professional lined up, man. Goddamn, Hot Rod, you should have won that fucking race.
Hey. only problem I had, man, was the water, man. The water was the problem, man.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to be messing for the good. Where my cousin Big O? I heard he a fucking bodyguard now.
Fuck it, Hot Rod. Blame it on the rain, huh?
Huh? Hot Rod?
Bodyguard for what?
My cousin Big O. He a bodyguard.
Shit, yeah, Whitney Houston did.
No, anybody go for that? No, anybody go? I heard anybody go for Stephen.
No, man, go ahead with that.
Like, everybody needs anybody go fucking around with that room.
Man, what? Hey, what y'all gonna do? Hey, what y'all gonna do when Shug Knight go down, huh, Pete?
Everybody go for Stephen, man.
No, man. That's Stephen chilling,
man.
All right,
now, I'm dealing with the word on the street, bro.
That's Stephen good, man. He chilling, man. He good.
Every time Stephen moved, we go right behind him with the goddamn, with the scooter.
Boy.
Man, y'all got me talking, man. Rehab used to be the scooter, man. Now he a fucking scooter, man.
Oh, man.
He got a new scooter, man. Big O.
Oh man, boy, you know he, if he get on here, boy, Jamie press that mic, he gonna come on that.
You motherfucking right, you better not let Big O get on this shit. You better not let Big O hear that shit.
Somebody got a headphone on, a speakerphone.
Oh.
Hey,
oh.
I know you're going to tell him. That's my cousin. He's going to call me. I ain't worried.
Nah, he's probably on here. I ain't going to tell him.
He's going to call me. I ain't worried.
He's going to
call me. Huh?
Yeah,
that's why he
ain't
push that
one
button. That's why he ain't push that one button, because he know he's Stephen's bodyguard.
Oh,
I didn't hear Stephen going to get a fucking handicap to be a fucking bodyguard. What kind of shit that is? Somebody get the fight, hit him in the goddamn back, goddamn it, he done. He's out on the ground. What's Stephen going to be? Going down the track, picking up goddamn turkey neck bone.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Stephen going to have the quickest, sickest foot that ever no problem ever had, goddamn.
Boy, y'all got you and Henry on a fucking roll right now, boy.
Oh, yeah.
You got that oxygen.
Man, fuck all that, man. That's 8 o'clock, man. It's messy 8 o'clock, man.
Man, David said he got to go, bro. He got to cut the show short, bro.
I got to go. No, we got something to do tonight, bro.
Yeah.
When y'all gonna have them two killers on the property, could do.
Oh, pretty soon,
all right.
All I got to say is just be careful which one you pick.
This is what I'm gonna tell you. When we get out there together, I'm gonna tell you.
I'm listening.
When we get out there, I'm gonna say, I want to run the baddest one. And you gonna say,
no,
you gonna tell me that means we both, Let me tell you before you say what you're saying. You gonna tell me where you gotta run that one right there. That means it's the other one. So I'm gonna get the other one. I'm gonna tell you, okay, well I don't even wanna run him because I know you're lying, so give me the other one.
No, I told you I'm gonna lie. We're gonna line all three of them motherfuckers up.
Where you gonna be ready?
Look, Earhart got three lanes.
That's what I'm saying. That's how we're going to run it. We're going to run three lanes. You know what I'm saying? When you ask for both of them.
Hey, El Hawk got three lanes. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hi, Rob. When you going to run it, Hi,
I'm just waiting on the. I'm waiting on my case, June. I'm waiting on the case, the transmission case. We got the transmission done. I got the transmission done February 12th, 2021. I ran Jamie, whatever day that was. Then we went back to the donk race and tried to turn the nitrous on out of the gate, and the case exploded. So I gotta get that. It was a stock style power glide case. So we wanted to read everything.
Oh, I'm going to need to hit that. You got to build a case, man. Come on, shit.
Hey,
Hi, Rod.
Can you get the what?
Hey, let me tell y'all
can
something.
Can I get the hit like Jeremy, too?
An old man told me a long time ago. If you keep talking to a sound gun, he going to tell on himself, just like First 48.
Hey,
keep him talking.
Hey, Jeremy, I'm asking for the hit, too.
Like my homeboy Dean said, a big tie and a transmission case don't make out one hard pop.
Hey, who got some bad background noise, man?
Who we got?
One of y'all got a bad echo.
Yeah, you got turn your mute your mic if you're not talking, and help us out, cause I'll go back and find it. 504-0183. Who's that, the Quinn?
Yeah, run up, man.
Damn.
On the clock tripping.
Huh?
On the clock tripping.
Yeah, I'm about, hey, look, I'm about to go on mute. I think in my heart that's talking to y'all. I'm gonna look, you.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Boy walk around with the phone on speaker in his hard hat. Boy, you tripping.
This motherfucker. Oh, man.
Hey, Jamie. You heard what Hot Rod said? He died on 400. He's getting a Raleigh, locked up transmission, everything.
Oh, you getting a you
man, I'm just getting the case, man. Just the case. Just a case.
He said he's getting a Reed case.
I need a case.
Are
you? Because I'm thinking, bro. I'm going to tell you like this. Anybody that's grudging, you making a little power, man, don't count on them 50-year-old cases, man. I'm telling you. Don't count on them.
Unless you ain't getting no power. I mean, when you make a power like you making, I mean, shit.
I ain't making no power. I just be trying stupid stuff.
You break a case, man. You break a case if you make some kind of power.
Well, it was
hey,
in
Hot Rod.
That's why. It
I
was in the
hey, Hot Rod. I can agree with you on that. I blew up two of them.
Come on, man.
Hey. Boom, say you ain't making no power, so we know that ain't
man, good. I'm not. I'm not even cutting boom. The little that boom don't know, I'm going to show up out there either way the cut go. Even though he don't want to iron up to what he said, I'm looking at it like this, Jamie, and the rest of y'all. I'll make more money on the street than what I do at the track. So when Boone said he'll give me my race on the street, that's what I'm banking on. I'm going to fuck him up. He going to let me tear out of there, and that'll be the worst thing he ever did in his entire fucking life.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Rick.
I'm gonna go by KL and get my fucking $300 back. Fuck Boom, man. Boom, I'm gonna run me on the street, bro. You know. And
Rick,
then hold
you
up.
Better,
then,
you better.
And what kind of like throw me off? He. How can you say fuck the pad, bro? And that's where we all come up at, bro. I don't give a fuck if we ran once or twice on the pad. That's what we all. Oh, how can you say fuck your roots, bro? I mean, come on, dude. Now all of a sudden you at the track, you know what I'm saying? You got it going on at the track. I commend him from that. I would not take that from him. Give me my race. I'm all boom, always asking, and motherfucker always giving him. All right, let the tables turn. Give me my race on the fucking street, and let me tear out of there. And that's all I ask for. I don't give a fuck how much you want to race. That's all I want.
Fuck it, Ratchet. I let you tap out of that motherfucker on the street.
June here, when I see you, the first thing I'm going to do is headbutt the fuck out you.
Hey, bro.
Jeez,
I ain't fucking with you.
Hey, fuck it. I let him tap out of that too, fuck. On the street.
Damn.
Let me tell y'all could do. Let me tell y'all could do.
Fuck no. Ain't no way. You let me tell out of that. You let me tell out of that.
Could you let me tear out of that?
All right.
I sent you two calls behind me, and you leave when you're ready.
You sent me two calls? No, nah. Send me two calls. Send me up front first. Give me the back tire, something.
Hey, all right.
Could do. Let all me right.
Leave. I can get around. Got it, a little bit more. Hey,
all right. No, he stayed behind him. I already knew, but that
one. I know. But did you hear what he said? You can leave when you get ready.
That's right, because I'm behind him. That's where I'm going to stay at.
Yeah, but he can't move for your move, though.
But hey, dude, take that on the move. You might knock the ties.
You and Henry, look here. I already know how y'all do it. So we gonna race in the daytime. You ain't gonna roll up there with your lights off.
I take that race. I get two cars behind you. I move when I get ready. See, you can't move till I move.
As long as you two cars back, though. See, that ain't true.
Yeah. But when you do move, I'll be up on side. You coming around?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Could do. I could tear out of that.
Huh?
Ooh. Oh, no, boo-boo.
What you say?
You forget that.
Oh,
we ain't
no,
let you tear out of
no,
that.
No, boo-boo. No way. I ain't letting you tear out of that.
We'll stand outside.
I give you another lane, but I ain't letting you tear out of that. No way.
Yeah.
Hey, my little cousin, so y'all know my little cousin, they got some little stuff in the making down there in Tangible Paris. My little cousin Drizana, or DJ, I don't know if y'all saw it, but they working on a little area down there with all kind of, it's going to be a racing event area, it's going to be like a concert event area. So they're trying to get it cleared up to be able to open up a track of the Tangible Hall Affairs.
That's the one right there in Kenwood?
Yep.
Yeah, they've been doing that for almost 20 years, dude. They've been talking about
Now you got councilmen. You got councilmen and all
well,
that.
What happened,
now.
One of the guys was taking the money, and he kept all the investors' money.
DJ got more investors that's going to make the move and take care of the people who got messed over, too. So,
I think it's going to be like a dirt track or something.
They're going to do dirt track. They're going to do drag. Yep. It's going to be a concert.
Bringing
venue, all
the
all
revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to make money either way. You know, if there ain't nobody racing, they do some dirt track, mud track.
That ain't 40 minutes from the house.
Yeah. So, it's something that's up and coming. Like you said, they have been trying to do it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All of that other stuff happened. Yeah. That all
back in 1995, it was late 90s, early 2000s. They started talking about that. June, that'll be right there by you too, huh?
Uh-huh.
How far are you from Kentwood? Probably about 40 minutes too, huh?
No, about 15.
June, you just got to come down 48.
You right there.
Huh?
Shit.
Straight down.
Yeah, I'm right there. 38.
Yep. 38 or 84 or 48. Catch 48, come on around. Mm-hmm. 55, come through Percy Quinn.
No, man, come the back way. It's like going to Greenberg.
I remember Percy Quinn, boy.
Oh, off of LA1. Coming off of 1. Exit 1.
Shit.
Yeah.
Old Percy Quinn.
He close enough to get his ass knocked
back
off.
Then, that motherfucker.
Huh?
We didn't have so many family reunions in there. That's a big family exit for us.
We were camping
right
there, mug.
Somebody said he's close enough to get his ass knocked off. I heard it.
What did he say?
What'd you say, Boo?
Ask him to repeat it. Say it again. I heard it. When June said he was close, somebody said, yeah, he close enough to get his ass knocked off. I don't know who it was. I caught the tail end of it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but they ain't done it. They ain't done it.
Who said it? Who said it?
Whoever said it, they ain't done it. And if they mad enough, they can try.
Oh,
nah.
Five
like my grandmother said, put that in your pipe and smoke.
504-2496.
I said, damn,
hey, what we said? Wait. 2496. Oh, they hung up. No, 2496. Your mic open.
Babu
said it.
Yeah, Babu can try it again.
No, I ain't said it.
Hey, man, but we're going to race again. Hey.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man.
Hey, I done put that nitrous converter in there now, so we're going to try it again.
I'm going to run you on a motor now.
Oh, no. No more old motor racing.
No, no, you ain't talked that shit back in the day. You can't try to catch people on the motor.
Hey, that's what I had to have a converter in there.
I know. You,
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Hey.
What's
I'm up? Going closer early Saturday morning. If you need something, give me a call.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, I need to pick some morning. Gas up. And I need to pick me some gas up, brother, and put it on my ticket with you.
Yeah.
Fuck around having me closer on your fucking head up in that thing.
I know how to go to closer, bro. I'm gonna put $200 bills in my pocket. If I go there with anything over there, bro, I'm gonna spend every fucking thing I got in my pocket. I've been learning my lesson.
You ain't needing that $100.
You ain't lying about this.
Hey, Hot Rod, do it. That ain't gonna leave you but $80 at the gas. I won't call 120. Shit.
Hey, that's the home. As me and Steven say, that's the home of the $1,200 brown paper bag. When you go to that
man,
line.
Yes, indeed. Man, I went to Walmart to give me some eggs and a loaf of bread.
For that G-Body? Lord, have mercy.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you something.
You up.
Man.
When you go there, you might well get ready to get a good fucking, because she going to get you good. She going to give you a good one, cuz.
Want me to tell you how to go to Carlson? You call up there, and you ask them if they have this and that, right? Tell them, hold it at the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in there, keep a blindfold on. Give them your card, pay for it, and walk back out.
Come, bro.
Don't walk around.
No,
don't step on the cat, because you might fall,
no,
and your car might come back out your wallet.
No, I tell you something better than that. Call up there and have her to pull and stay on the counter. When you pull up, send your girl in there to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you don't want her to know how much you're spending, though.
That's besides the point. After that night, after Friday night, I wake up and we go up there. She might be paying for that motherfucker.
Here we go.
985.
Look like you up there cooking double.
Hang on. Who we got? 985-1225. Who we got?
A pole in the house.
Yo, pole.
They go up.
Jamie muted my mic and said, "High Rod fell off." I said, "I'm not going to get far hollering."
You wrong, Jamie.
All right, I got to have a little fun, man. I got to keep the excitement up.
They was getting out of jail. Yeah. Then he pulled that set move just now when Paul got on.
Oh, yeah. We all working together, huh? All right.
Hey,
Gubby,
they got a white truck, a yellow truck, and an orange truck. God damn, it got some colors out there.
Ain't it? You ain't lying.
And
hold on, dude, you forgot the blue. You forgot Boom with the orange, with the blue and Nate Dogg with
yellow.
The tan.
Well,
got a fleet.
Phil got a gold one. Phil got a gold one, and the blue.
Y'all got
Mardi
Gras colors.
Hold on,
yeah,
how
many
trucks
that
is?
Like another truck for a shootout.
And
like
then we got a white
shootout.
One.
Got games,
that's
got a white
that's
one,
that's where I'm going. $200
We got Gangsta Love and we got Daniel. He ain't slipping under the radar. I got the gun line for him.
No, boss.
Here he goes, fuck with Daniel.
I'm going to call, hey, you see what color Daniel's truck is, huh? The same color as the biscuit. What happened to biscuit when he crossed the gun line on life?
Biscuit!
Got the shit out of it.
You know I got to mess with Daniel. David about to come. If Daniel at work, David about to come on. Hey, all right. Hey,
all
right.
all
I
want is cornbread.
Over here.
All I want is cornbread, me. I just want some cornbread. I don't want no goddamn humble pie or no gun line. I want cornbread.
That sounds like somebody put out an S10 shootout.
S10 shootout. $200 buy-in. Hey, June Harris. Hey, June Harris. Sound like somebody about to let the pinky toe slip off in the bottle.
Yeah, I hope you got all
10
of your tools,
because
I got all 10 of mine.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Hey,
I
got all 10 of mine. Hey, with two heels.
Hey, you know you already walk sideways, now I don't know you got all 10 of yours, nigga.
Hey, man. Hey, you must have heard Juvenile, huh? I walked side, because I ain't going to go there with you. I walk with a limp because my heavy.
Hey, I'm going to say like High Rod say. Don't pass that gun line, boss. Don't pass that gun line, boss.
Hey, look, hey, I ain't tripping. Hey, look, I'm going to have you all in a sweatbox.
Hey, I ain't boom now. I'm going to tell you.
Man.
I ain't boom.
Man, I'm not.
I am the
bro. Man, I'm not even worried about that, bro.
Hey, I'm gonna leave my dog alone. Leave my fucking dog. Fuck that. I'm gonna leave my dog alone. Fuck all that. I'm gonna leave it alone. That's my dog,
man. Hey, I'm with that S10 shootout. Y'all let me know when y'all will set it up.
I'm gonna talk to Mike, man. See if we can get something set up. What track we'll go to? Make it convenient for everybody.
Hey, but look. Hey, look.
Any power adders? Any power adders?
Check this out. Say, Clyde, go ahead with all that here, because I know what you're trying to do. You and Vincent, go ahead on, sit over there out of the house and chill out. Yeah?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He
need
right.
to go find out
what
you're talking about.
No, you know what? No, I forgot. That's good. He can get in there, too. I'm with that. Fuck it. Fuck it. Me and Vincent, all right, but we'll get it in.
Hey, Clyde, hold up. I'm going to be messy. Hey, Clyde. Why are you
out here trying to put a big
pro
charge? Why are you out here trying to put a truck on somebody with a pro charge? What happened?
I'm back, June Henry. Boy, you was on here about 2 weeks ago talking about after Jamie get through the hot, all right, you going to get on B Brown?
That's what they say we're going to do.
Uh-oh. God damn. Hey, I'm betting accordingly.
Hey, it's gonna be some racing going on.
I got $5 on the black car.
All right.
Anybody?
Oh shit!
Yeah, I'm betting on Clyde.
But you know what's crazy? You're about to see the ones who they say wasn't racing be the ones who bringing all the racing. Watch. That's what's about to be crazy.
Jab, jab.
Hmm.
Pop, pop, boom. I mean, all truck shootout, bro, that'll be so real.
I know
nice
you ain't talking about the Quinn.
Boy, let me tell you something. June Henry, the Quinn going to pull your eyebrows off.
No,
hey, you know, hey, you know what? I used to look at my mama, pack this motherfucker right back on.
Boy, that nigga dumb. That dude
hey,
dumb, man.
Hey, Drew Henry.
They're drawing eyebrows now. They got permanent markers, so they ain't got to draw them no more.
I got a phone call about 2 o'clock this evening, and a motherfucker said they passed by the Quinn house, and his car looked like it was deformed. I like, oh, now that's fucked up.
It might be.
Do you know what deformed means?
It's retarded right now.
Boy, that's retarded.
Hey, High Rod, if I'm not mistaken, once upon a time, June Henry, your shit was fucking deformed, inflicted, and every fucking thing else, too. yeah, choke motherfucker.
Well, at the time, it probably was. But hell, this hell you got as a turtle, shit, you ain't never whooped no fucking body with that close, motherfucker.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, well.
You had to spray that dude. The last race you had, you sprayed that fucking man to me.
Oh, Lord.
Now,
man,
you put me running a man on the motor, and you sprayed this man. I said, ain't this some shit right here? Boy, Ratchet Racing ain't fucking good. Boy, you slow down.
Hey, Ratchet. You can spray that motherfucker and I get on the mold on you.
Hey.
Huh?
Hey, June, hear me. Wait, June. So you trying to tell me he pulled a Kadoo?
No, you ain't going to tell that, but you can spray that motherfucker. You can spray that motherfucker.
Kadoo
ain't going to
spray
on the mold.
That was great.
You going to let me tell out of there? No, I'm going to let you spray. I'm going to be on the motor. And I guarantee I got your motherfucking ass.
Hey, on the street?
Ooh. Either way, it don't give a fuck. The street off track. Either one.
Uh-oh.
All right. Bet.
Uh-oh. Lock that in.
I want that.
Well, they pull a boom on you. Boom said, we talking about
I want
about
that. Hey, look.
Got 90 seconds.
You ain't going to. I ain't letting you tear out of there, though.
No. We can go ahead, though. But look, meet me at Boom Race. KL Racing.
April 17th.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
April 17th. Hold on. Let me look on my
calendar. He know them 90 seconds about to be gone. Got a minute, y'all.
Steven, your mic open in 5-4-51-78, but the show about to end tonight. We got something to do.
On the 17th, next month, huh? 17 and
next month?
We're gonna make sure your truck,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, before the show ends. Since it's like that, straight off the trailer. First one
let's
down.
Let's go. I don't give a fuck. Straight off the trailer then. I don't care because I know this bitch going to go.
Oh,
let's go. Straight off the trailer.
All right. Next week, y'all. Next week, we'll be back at 10. All right.